may all your days be bright. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. 1021. Emailer Mark on the faux signer, if you will, interpreter. Hey, Jerry, he may have been legit. Takes very few gestures to say me, myself, and I over and over and over and over. Mark, I don't know if that was original on your part, but I appreciate you sharing it. And even if it was, good one on ya. All right. So as I was taking the president to task for the selfie and for the Castro handshake, as a lot of people were yesterday, I received an email from a liberal who disagrees. Her first email starts, okay, what's the subject line? Know the facts, please. That's her subject line. It was not a funeral, which in actuality will be a small private affair in a couple of days, but a very large memorial with more than 15,000 people. The selfie was not inappropriate. Then she shares the article with the photographers now claiming, oh, no, I didn't mean anything like this, and I'm so sorry this happened, and Mrs. Obama wasn't upset, blah, blah, blah. The other issue you're so adamant about, using to stir up your listeners' ire, is the Castro handshake. And that's where this thread ends up going. In the interest of the possibility of world peace, eventually, isn't it more conducive to be respectful of all other leaders, even those with major differences in beliefs? You mean like Hitler? Saddam? Just throwing that out there. Sometimes our leaders have been wrong also. Respect is respect. It's due to everyone, from the lowliest of humanity. Really, Jeffrey Dahmer? To the highest on the significance notoriety ladder. There will never be a possibility of peace if we can't exercise a basic respect. Okay. Then I ask, yes or no? The Castro regime is a bloody communist dictatorship. Okay. So she goes on. You mentioned that Castro's regime is a bloody communist dictatorship, but so was Mandela's methods, by definition, as he pursued the overthrowing of his government in the 1950s. America labeled him in the 50s as a terrorist, and it was our CIA that was tracking him and eventually turned him in 1962. He had known strong ties with communists, and even though, before he was imprisoned as a terrorist, the level of atrocities against his own people was not as serious as it became when he was in prison. When he was asked to renounce his group's atrocities, he refused. And yet he's being honored as another Gandhi when that is the furthest from the truth. I'm so tired of partial truths. Everybody knows that, and no one's disputing that. It's what he became when he left prison. But it is legitimate to point out what he was before. And, yeah. He changed. He wasn't the same person. He didn't hold the same beliefs. So I pointed that out to her and said, okay, he changed. What evidence do you have that the Castro regime has changed from being a bloody dictatorship? Guess where she goes then? Guess what she says then? So I said, all right. Well, yeah, but he did change. And even then you can debate, and some are, whether he deserves the accolades he does because of his past behavior. I do. I believe he was a changed man, and he spent 20-some years in prison for it. But then when I say, okay, he changed, Cuba hasn't changed. Guess what her response was? What do you think she said, Jason? You have no idea. Tell you what, this is really pretty predictable. She's a flaming lib. There's your clue. Where do you think she went when I put her on the spot with that? Where the first person who can figure out where she went next will win the last copy that I have of Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated, 406. 1360, 888-455-1360. So she doesn't think that I should call. It doesn't matter. Well, Mandela was a terrorist too, yes, but he reformed. So I asked her, show me the evidence that we should accept Cuba today. What has changed about the Cuban regime the way Nelson Mandela changed during those years in prison? Guess what her answer to that was? If you know how liberals think, this is really easy. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jarrett on the road. Jarrett, what do you think it is?
William Ayers.
What do you mean?
Well, the fact that William Ayers was a terrorist and people can now claim that he changed.
Nope, she didn't go anywhere near that. Thanks a lot for the call. Tony in Green Bay. Tony, go ahead.
Well, you said she's a liberal. The obvious liberal answer is always, well, that's not fair.
Keep going. Why isn't it fair?
Not fair because they're different. You know, not fair because one got out and the other didn't. You're not fair because...
Nope. You're going down the wrong road. I thought you were going down the right road. You're going down the wrong road. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. She thinks there's nothing wrong with shaking Raul Castro's hand because we all have to get along. And I pointed out there's still a bloody regime, communist regime, who've killed people. Guess what she said next? Bob and Morrison. Bob, go ahead.
She blames America somehow.
Keep going.
I'm sorry, say again?
Keep going.
The inequality, the unfairness of America, the racial inequality, income disparity, whatever.
Congratulations, Bob.
Thank you.
Nailed the hell out of it. In fact, wait until you hear how close you came. You got to hang on, though, because Jason has to talk to you about getting your book, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Of course she does. Of course she does. Here it goes. What have we done in this country from its beginnings is also deplorable. What we have done is also deplorable. Consider how we brought over the blacks from Africa. And yes, many of those had been sold by their own people, but we bought and sold them like so much property. Let's not forget how our white ancestors from Western Europe displaced an entire civilization when they landed here, the Native Americans. Let's not forget that most of the southwestern U.S. was Mexico, and we stole all of that from them, and now we piss and moan about Obama's immigration bill when we took their land from them. And how about encouraging the immigration of Chinese, Japanese when we needed them as laborers for the rapidly expanding cross-country rail lines, only to have the following generations incarcerated in camps during World War II? So you want to talk about evil regimes? How long will it take before the blood is no longer on our hands? That's a good question. How long will it take before the blood is no longer on our hands? Wouldn't you have to say we have no right to accuse anyone of mistreating their people when we have such a deplorable record of abuse, bloodshed, treachery, and the rest of a long list of crimes against humanity? At the very least, hypocrites all. To which I replied, you're right, this country is awful. Perhaps you should relocate to Cuba. Guess what she says then? Here we go. Your sarcasm. I was not being sarcastic. We all have skeletons in our closets. The world will never become a better place if we can't be humble enough to see that the biggest faults that keep us from evolving are within ourselves. You and others like you and your talk shows keep throwing on the logs of dissent, inflaming your fan base to even higher, fever-pitched levels of hatred. I preach no hatred. I only started listening last week, and already I've chosen not to listen anymore because it is so representative of the dense and dark reality I've chosen not to be part of. If you were trying to avoid dense, I would say you failed. But that would just be me. I'm not religious in any way, but I'm spiritual. And every time I venture forth, hoping people are finally beginning to understand the future is of our own creation and peace amongst blah, 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 blah. In the few emails we've exchanged, you unfortunately have not given me a bad blah, 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 one speck of hope. All right. Yes, all of the things that you mention are true. We fought a civil war that ended slavery. We have admitted our sins, and we have tried to atone for them. You don't mention any of the good America has done for the last nearly 250 years. World War I, World War II, more humanitarian aid in history than any other country on the planet. But what you see is our sins, and that's what defines us. But you don't see the ongoing sins of bloodthirsty leaders like the Castros. No, we should just accept them. I wasn't kidding. You actually, it's obvious you have self-loathing for your country. Why don't you go to a wonderful country like Cuba? No sarcasm there at all. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.